Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Miff Maul. There are several musicians who we always associate with each other. There is Frank Trombauer and BIX Beiderbecke, Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, and Miff Maul and Red Nichols. What I propose to do today is to play a number of recordings that have Miff Maul in them, but not Red Nichols. Okay, first let me read from Oxford Music Online a very brief biography of Miff Maul. His name was Irving Milfred Maul, born in Roosevelt, New York on March 11, 1898, died in New York on April 29, 1961. American jazz trombonist. He played the violin, alto, horn, and piano before learning the trombone. Based in New York, he made hundreds of recordings with many groups, the most influential being those with the original Memphis Five and with Red Nichols in novatory groups in the 1920s, for example, Shimmy Shawabble, 1928. In these years, he fashioned the first distinctive and influential solo jazz trombone style, free from the glissandos and rudimentary bass line paraphrases of tailgate playing and characterized by precise execution, wide leaps, and short rhythmic values. This style was already formed by the time he recorded his own composition, Slipping Around with Nichols, in 1927. 1929, he joined the NBC Radio Orchestra, where he remained for most of the 1930s. After working with the big bands of Paul Whiteman, 1938-1940, and Benny Goodman, 1943, he returned to small group jazz, sometimes with Muggsy Spanier. Illness prevented him from playing regularly in the mid-1950s, but he continued to work sporadically until his death. Okay, let's get started with the music. And the first two recordings I want to play come from The Cotton Pickers. First, the Jimtown Blues, recorded in New York on June 12, 1924. The Cotton Pickers consisted of Roy Johnston on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Frank Trombauer on C melody, Larry Abbott on clarinet and alto sax, Rube Bloom on piano, Frank DiPrimi on banjo, and Louis Chassagne on tuba, and Ward Archer on drums. I will follow that with another recording by the Cotton Pickers, this time from February 6, 1925. Mishawaka Blues, same composition for the band. It is interesting to note that out of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 musicians, 4 of them played with the Bix, Miff Mall, Frank Trombauer, Rube Bloom, and Frank De Prima. So let's listen then to Miff Mall without Red Nichols. This is 1924 and 1925, The Cotton Pickers.
Thank you.
I'm sure you must have noticed that Ishikawa Blues and It's the Blues, a recording by Gene Goldcat, have one section which are practically identical. Okay, now I want to go to a couple of recordings of Miff Maul with Ray Miller. First, Tessie, Stop Teasing Me, recorded in New York on January 7, 1924. January 7, 1925. Charles Rocco and Roy Johnston on trumpet, Miff Maul and Andy Sindelar on trombone, Frank Trombauer, Larry Abbott, Billy Richards, and Andy Sanella on reeds, Dan Yates on violin, Rube Bloom on piano, Frank Di Prima on banjo, Louis Chassaigne on brass bass, and Ward Archer on drums. And I will follow that with a recording from March 16, 1925, Ray Miller's orchestra, same composition as for Tessie. This is Red Hot Henry Brown. Notice again the number of musicians there that have played or recorded with Bix, and also the similarity between several of the musicians in the Ray Miller Orchestra with those in the Cotton Pickers. The Cotton Pickers had a long recording career. They didn't record too many sides, but they started in July of 1922 and went on into, looking at Rust's jazz discography, they went on to February of 1928. So let's listen then to Miff Maul with Ray Miller, 1925. Thank you. notice the difference between the two recordings. Tessie is a straightforward dance band tune and arrangement, whereas Red Hot Henry Brown is a very nice jazzy arrangement with good solos by Frank Trombauer and Miff Moore. Okay, I want to move now to 1929, a big jump, and play a couple of sides in which Miff Moore not only plays trombone, but he's also the leader of the band. These are Miff Moore's Molars on April 19, 1929. First, I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling, a tune by Lincoln Waller, and then That's a Plenty, a tune by Pollock. The band consists of Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpet, Miff Moore on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Stan King on drums. Notice that some of the musicians here are musicians who played in the Five Pennies. Jimmy Dorsey, Arthur Schott, Eddie Lang, of course Miff Moore. So, okay, so let's listen to Miff Moore's Molars, 1929.
Thank you.
I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling is a lovely tune by Fats Waller. I like it very much. And Miff Mole has an extended solo here. And it's the guitar work by Eddie Lang is fantastic. Okay, now I want to go back to 1923 and play a couple of recordings by the original Memphis Five. This was a Dixieland quintet formed in 1917 by Phil Napoleon and Frank Signorelli, disbanded temporarily around 1920 and then reformed, and the regular sidemen were Jimmy Lytell, Jack Roth, and either Miff Mole or Charlie Pannelli on trombone. They made hundreds of recordings between 1921 and 1931. And let's see. The recordings, this is from Oxford Online, Oxford Music Online. Although the repertory of the original Memphis Five included much contemporary popular music, it consisted mainly of New Orleans and Dixieland standards, blues, and original material. The group's performance routine was fairly inflexible. Pieces were made up of opening and closing ensemble choruses and a series of solos for the members of the front line and sometimes the pianist. The recordings revealed that the soloists play with energy and power, though their style has something of the jerkiness of ragtime. Lytell's solos are lyrical, and he makes use of the Chalumeau register as a means of expression. Mole plays ruggedly, but with splendid control and melodic flair, and Napoleon, often criticized for a preoccupation with technique, gives a firm lead on the early tracks, which were made before the development of electric techniques in 1925. The drums were often silenced, and the quintet had to rely on the piano alone for rhythmic support, thereby forfeiting some depth and immediacy. Okay, so these are two recordings that I want to play from December 10, 1923. Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Jimmy Lytell on clarinet, Frank Signorelli on piano, Jack Roth on drums. Both from December 10, 1923. First Sweet Papa Joe, then Hooting the Hoot. So this is Miff Mole with the original Memphis Five in 1923. Thank you. I love those acoustic recordings. Okay, now I'm going to go forward again to 1929. And a couple of recordings by the Charleston Chasers. The Charleston Chasers were a group of musicians that recorded for Columbia beginning in 1925. Turns out that James B. Johnson's Charleston had become extremely popular in 1925, and Columbia decided to use the name Charleston for this studio band that recorded, and they used the name Charleston Chasers. Many of these recordings were with Red Nichols as leader, but the ones that I want to play don't have Red Nichols. These are from June 28, 1929. Phil Napoleon and possibly Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Ball on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Schott piano, and Joe Tardo bass, Dave Tough on drums, and Eva Taylor is the vocalist. The two tunes are Ain't Misbehaving, another beautiful tune by Fats Waller, and Morning Glow, also a tune that I like very much. So let's listen then to Miff Mall with the Charleston Chasers, 1929.
Saving my love for you. Like Jackie Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worthwhile waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Thank you. sweet man, I love him so, though he's mean as he can be. He's the kind a man needs, the kind a woman like me. Gonna die, my sweet man should pass me by. If I die, where'll he be? He's the kind a man needs, the kind a woman like me. I don't know any reason why he treats me so poorly. What have I gone and done? It makes my trouble double with his worries, and surely I ain't deserving of none. Moaning low, my sweet man is gonna go. If he goes, oh Lordy, he's the kind of man needs the kind of woman like me.
The Mollers provide a very nice accompaniment to Eva Taylor. Eva Taylor was born Irene Gibbons in St. Louis on January 22, 1895, and died in Mineola, New York, October 31, 1977. This from Oxford Music Online. She, as a child, she worked in traveling shows and toured Australia and New Zealand, 1904-1906, Europe, 1906, Australia again, 1914-1915. 1921, she moved to New York and married Clarence Williams. From 1922, when she assumed the stage name Eva Taylor, she worked on radio, stage shows, and reviews, and recorded a lot. She ceased full-time performing in the 1940s and sang only occasionally in the 1950s and early 1960s. But from mid-60s on, she made visits to England, New York, Copenhagen, and Sweden. In England in 1967, she recorded as Eva Taylor and her Anglo-American boyfriends, which reveals an emotional depth often lacking in her earlier work. Well, I thought that her vocals in these two tunes, In Misbehaving and Moaning Low, had quite a bit of emotional depth. And I liked in In Misbehaving, following her vocal, very nice trombone work by Miff Moll. Okay, now let's go back again, this time to 1922. And these are Jazz Bo's Carolina Serenaders. It's a name for the original Memphis Five. Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Sam Lennon on clarinet, Loring McMurray or Rudy Widoft on alto sax, Frank Signorelli on piano, Jack Roth on drums. This is New York, April 27, 1922. First, My Honey's Loving Arms, then Cuddle Up Blues. So let's listen then to Miff Moll with Jazz Bo's Carolina Serenaders, 1922. Thank you. very nice sides, and I don't hear much of a ragtime syncopation there. It's really jazz, isn't it? All right, let's wind up this program with a couple of recordings of Miff Maul with Roger Wolfcan. Tommy God and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Arnold Brillhart on clarinet, alto sax, Alfie Evans on clarinet, alto sax, baritone, Harold Stir on clarinet, tenor sax, Joe Venuti and Joe Raymond on violin, possibly Abe Borodkin on cello, Irving Brodsky piano, Nat Shilkret on celeste, Eddie Lang on guitar, Arthur Campbell on brass bass, Vic Burton drums, and the vocal is by Franklin Bauer. And I will follow that with the April 24, 1927 recording, just the same. The band is basically the same as in their previous recording, except that Tony Colucci on banjo is added, and Raymond, Borodkin, and Shilkret are omitted. So, let's listen then to Miff Maul, now with the Roger Wolfcan Orchestra, 1926-1927.
I'd really be glad to do. And if you'd like a kiss, I'd never miss a minute or two. Now tell me, wouldn't you like to have someone like me to love you? Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoy this program about the recordings of Miff Maul. Miff Maul is my favorite trombone player from the 1920s. This may come to a shock and maybe sacrilege. I like him a lot better than I like Jack Teagarden. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.